Are you tired of living life according to someone else's standards and not getting the fulfillment that you desire in life? We see most people find their confidence based on what other people say about them or in what others are doing. You see, in this podcast, I want to help you find your inner voice, along with building your own self-confidence, ultimately upgrading who you are. The process of upgrading who you are starts right now. Hey, hey, upgrade community. Stand by for a quick message from my sponsor for today's episode.
I posted yesterday on Facebook, what is your fear? What's that one fear that has got you stagnant in life? And overwhelmingly, the responses was the fear of rejection. I mean, overwhelmingly. And there were some other fears up there, but it all stemmed from being afraid, being fearful of rejection and what others will think and say about them, or not living up to this idea, this performance, or this illusion, and really just uncertain about the future. And it's just basically the unknown. And so what's cool is that I fought that same fear. And I want to talk about where that came from for me. And maybe you can resonate with my story of where I picked this thing up. This rejection, this ideal of what people are constantly aware of me, or my every move, or my every thought, or what I say, and all of these things, what I wear, what I look like. You see, all of these things are just a fear of being rejected in the eyes of others. You see, I can remember when I was 7 years old. I mean, vivid memory of this one moment. And I remember in grade school, seventh grade, I'm probably in the third, I mean, 7 years old, I'm probably in the third grade. And I remember when we would sit at the cafeteria table, we'll eat lunch, breakfast, lunch. And the routine was, is that you have to get up with your plate when you're finished, and you have to now walk all the way around the cafeteria while everybody else is still eating. Most of the people are still in there. You have to walk around and you have to go and dump your plate in front of the whole cafeteria. You know, and then you go to recess. But I remember that moment, walking and thinking, wow, everybody's looking at me. Having that feeling. It's not even true. But I'm thinking in my mind, I'm having these conversations within myself. I'm saying, wow, everybody's looking at me. So immediately I start thinking, okay, what do I look like? How am I walking? What am I putting on my face right now? How do I look? I mean, I'm just going over and over and over. What if they don't like my shirt? What if they don't like my pants? What if they see that this was maybe hand-me-downs, that this was for my brother? Or what if they saw my brother wear this shirt a couple days ago? Or, you know, is it fate? So you just start really, so my mind literally just started going on and on and on and on and on. But you know what? You know where I got that from? You see, I was very critical of people, mentally, silently, quietly, very critical. And what do you say, Nate? I mean, critical, what do you mean? Like, some of my friends, we would clown other people, we would make fun of other people, or we'll identify things in other people, all because we were fighting that thing in ourselves. And through that criticism, that thing turned around and jumped on me. And I believe that people were looking at me, and what were they saying about me? Are they making fun of me? Are they? And this is, look, and this was all games at this age. It wasn't never meant to be hurtful. It was never meant to hurt anybody's feelings. It was all games. But it was through that moment, and through those actions, through those activities, that thing jumped on me. And because I was saying the things and doing these things, immediately I assume that people thought the same thing about me. What if they're looking at me that way? But what happens is that it's a game then. It's for fun and games then. But when you become an adult, everything begins to change. It's no longer about the games. Now it's about, how do I make money? Now it's about how is this going to affect me in my career? How will this affect me in finding a spouse, a mate? How is this going to affect me in my progression, in my career, in my job? How is this going to affect me within my relationships? How is this going to affect me in my performance? How is this going to affect me in how I dress and what I choose to buy to wear? You see, how's it going to affect me and how I communicate? You see, what was fun and games now has turned into something that becomes a very serious matter, something that needs to be paid attention to. Hey, good morning. Good, good. And so it transitioned from the fun and games, but now it's a serious matter. Now it sets boundaries in our lives. Now it compartmentalizes all of these different areas in our life, and now forces us to stay within those confines so that we don't have to hear, we don't have to think, or we don't have to assume that people are talking about us because we're staying safe. We're feeling like we are safe. We're in a safe place and it's comfortable and we don't have to step out, but you're still living. You're not living the life that you're capable of, but you're still living. You're still getting out and about. You're still doing business. You're still communicating. You're still choosing to wear the clothes that you choose to wear. You're still doing all of those things. And the illusion is still different. People are still thinking things of you, but who cares? Who cares? The moment I was okay with who I was. But what does that mean, who I was? The moment I was okay with everything that I did, as long as I gave it 100%, I put all the effort into it, it was going to be what it was going to be. And as simple as that may sound, it was my truth. As soon as I was okay with the gifts and operating within the gifts and talents that God has given me, whatever those results were, through my efforts, whatever those results were, I was okay with that. Because it was the best that I can do. I did the things that I controlled. I stewarded my gift and my talents. I made decisions to pour it all on. And because of that, I was okay with the results. Because now I was making decisions for me. I was making a decision to utilize and to pour on all the effort, pour it all on into everything that I was doing. And that built the confidence for me. Because the results supported the efforts that I put in, the things that I was consciously aware of. So I switched my focus on what other people would think about me, which now created a result in my life and created this activity for me, or created this illusion or this window of opportunity, a limited opportunity, these boundaries and compartmentalizations and all of these things, all because I was curious about what people thought about me. And that created an action and a result. And I lived in the confines of this world that people set for me. This illusion. But the moment I switched gears and transferred and said, you know what? I'm going to focus on me. That I'm going to focus on pouring it all on. I'm going to focus on the things that I can control. I'm no longer going to focus on things that I cannot control. And I think that's the key, is to focus on the things that you can control, that God has given you, the gifts and talents that he's blessed you with. Operate within those lanes. Operate within those gifts and talents. Pour on all the effort, because that's the decision that you can make. Choose to have a positive attitude in whatever it is that you do. That's the decisions that you can make. You can't make decisions based on what other people think and say, because you don't know what they're thinking and you don't know what they're saying. You don't know. Focus on the things that you do know. You do know who you are. You do know the efforts that you can put on. You do know, identify with those gifts and talents that God has blessed you with. Spend your time, your effort, identifying your gifts and your talents. And I'm telling you, the transition will begin to happen. Because the moment you start doing that and you start living under that philosophy, through that mindset, I'm telling you, that's going to birth new ideas about you. It's going to birth new ideas and illusions about yourself. There's going to be new things, that new ways of how you see yourself, which is going to make a difference in how you operate and how you act and how you do business and how you communicate and how you love and in your relationships. All of this is going to change. You see, your body is just in submission of your mind. But a lot of us allow our bodies to lead our minds. But I'm telling you, allow your mindset, strengthen your mindset. And allow that, because you know what? Your body is submissive to that mind. But I want to tell you this morning, I want to encourage you, focus on the things that you can control. Focus on the things that, on those gifts and talents that God has blessed you with. Operate fully within them, and do not stop at whatever people say. Just focus on that, and I'm telling you, that's going to give you the confidence that you need. But it's always internal, man. It's always about you. Focus on you. Commit to being your best self, and I'm telling you, things will begin to change. See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. If this message really inspired you, look, I would ask you to please share it or rate it. By you doing this, this really helps me reach millions of people all over the world to help them also upgrade who they are. Again, thank you for listening, and let's continue to upgrade.